Hey guys, welcome to the pronunciation challenge today. This is Cindy. How are you doing? So the video today, it's about some work stories taking place in Subway, the sandwich place, not the metro. And I personally love this series because I love hearing about other people's work experience. It's always really funny when they run into weird customers or colleagues. And you also learn something about the industry. So it's quite fun and educational at the same time. If you're interested in hearing the stories, I invite you to click on the video above and find out about them. And the sentence of today is, I'm gonna make a part two, and it's just gonna be stories about annoying customers that I've had to deal with. And if anyone I used to work with is watching, and I didn't mention you, it's because I hate you. And the first vocabulary we have today is part. Part， 那 part 本身也有很多意思，它可以是部分，或是节、分节，或是某一段、某一集。那也可以是一个角色的意思。I don't want to be a part of this 的意思是说，我不想当这件事情的一部分，所以意思就是说，我不想要牵扯这件事情，然后我不想跟这件事有任何关联。那有些混血儿可能有混到东方血统跟西方的血统，所以会造就他们在想事情的时候会有分成不同的人格。那有一个战力脱口秀，一个女生，她就是中国混到混日本还有混美国，那她就说 The Chinese part of me says find a nice Chinese man to date. The Japanese part of me says find a nice Japanese man to date. The American part of me is like I don't know, they all look yellow to me.那意思是说，中国的我中国的那部分那个血统告诉我去找一个不错的中国男生来约会，那我日本的部分是跟我说去找一个不错的日本男人来约会，那我美国的那个血统是告诉我说，他们两个看起来就是都是黄黄的，都一样这样子，就是一个在开刻板印象的玩笑。因为在西方，他们就会有一个刻板印象，就会觉得 all Asians look alike， 意思就是说，哦，每一个亚洲人看起来都长得差不多。那其实这句话，有些人听了他们会觉得有被冒犯到，比较 offensive， 所以出去外面不可以乱讲，随便讲这句话。I got a part in a movie， 就是我得到了一个电影里面的一个角色。Which part of the book are you on? 就是你那本书读到哪里了？那 part 也可以当作动词，那有分开的意思。那我们就可以说 This is where we part ways， 就有点像是这就是我们该分道扬镳的时候了。那也可以说，那也可以就是只是各自回家这样子。Story 有故事、传闻、真相或情况的意思。那如果有一个人迟到，然后跟他的上司解释为什么啊，怎样怎样的话，然后他的上司不相信，他就可以说 His boss didn't buy his story， 他的上司不相信他说的话，他的情况这样子。 Tell 也有故事、传说或是谎话跟捏造的话的意思。那童话故事一般就会用 fairy tale。I read a bunch of fairy tales growing up. 我小的时候读了超多个童话故事的。Fable 是寓言，就是伊索寓言的那个寓言。A fable usually has a good lesson behind every story. 那这些寓言一般在每个故事中都会有一个很重要的教训。Plot 可以是小说或是戏剧的剧情情节，那当动词的话也有策划或是密谋的意思。 She plot the whole thing herself， 就是整件事情都是她自己策划的。那 plot twist 的意思是扭转，那 plot twist 意思就是在情节上有个大扭转，就是你意想不到的结局这样子。 The music video of Freaky Friday has a great plot twist at the end，就是 Freaky Friday 这首歌的 MV 最后有一个很大的剧情扭转。那 Freaky Friday 如果你们去看 MV 的话，会发现它剧情很像很久以前的一部电影，是林赛罗韩演的，叫做辣妈辣妹。那它的英文其实就是 Freaky Friday， 所以它这首歌的 剧情的灵感来源应该就是这部电影，然后我觉得电影跟这首歌都很好看也很好听，所以大家可以去看看。 Work, work, I'm buried in work, I need a drink after I close this case. 就是我忙到不可开交，我整个被工作掩埋，那我这个 case 结束之后我一定要去好好喝一杯。 Job, job, job 也可以是工作或是职业或是零工。I'm thinking about quitting my job for a change. 那为了做点改变，我正在想要不要去辞职，把我的工作辞掉。Career, career, career 是职业，那比较是那种长期职业生涯的意思。那 career day, career day 有点像我们台湾一些大学会有的就业博览会，就让学生去参加一些模拟面试啊，或是跟一些公司的职员聊天，看他们未来毕业后想做什么。那我们就可以说 Some students find career day helpful and some don't. 有些人觉得就业博览会很有对他们很有帮助，可有些人觉得对他们来说没有非常有帮助。或是我们也可以说 It's harder to change your career path after your 20s. 就是过了二十几岁之后，迈入三十岁之后，就会更难去变换你的职业跑道。 Hate, hate, hate 有仇恨憎恨的意思，那通常如果口气比较没有那么重的话，其实就只有到不喜欢，没有到像我们讲憎恨这么严重。所以比如说你的朋友跟你说他去听 Bruno Mars 的演唱会，然后你没有听到，然后你就可以说 Oh, I hate you，就是有点开玩笑，就是嫉妒啊，开玩笑间然后说哦讨厌，就是念机车耶这样子。那有一首歌是叫做 I hate you I love you， 我觉得也蛮好听，大家可以去听听看。然后它里面歌词有一句话就是说 I hate you I love you I hate that I love you， 就是在说哦我讨厌你，可是我又很喜欢你，然后我很讨厌自己喜欢你这样子。 Resent, resent, resent 就是怨恨。那在 Crazy Rich Asians 这部电影里面，是今年暑假要出的电影，叫《疯狂亚洲富豪》，他们就有说到 If you don't let your son marry the girl he loves, he might spend the rest of his life resenting you. 如果你不让你的儿子去跟他心爱的女人结婚的话，他可能会花他的下半辈子来怨恨你这样子。 Despise, despise, despise 有鄙视看不起的意思。那国外会有些网红就会做一些拜金女的恶作剧，就是他们一开始就会让一个男生扮得好像很穷的样子，然后去跟女生要电话，然后女生就会 不想理他们，结果他们就会故意在女生面前表现让他那个女生知道自己很有钱，然后女生就会就是反过头来去倒追那个男生这样子。那我们就可以说 She despised the guy that asked for her number for looking poor, but she was all over him after she found out he's rich. What a gold digger. 意思就是说，这女生一开始因为那个男生看起来很穷而鄙视那个男生，就后来她发现那个男生很有钱的时候，她就马上倒贴过去，就是不愧是一个拜金女这样子。好，那我们再练一次今天的句子。I'm gonna make a part two, and it's just gonna be stories about annoying customers that I had to deal with. And if anyone I used to work with is watching, and I didn't mention you, it's because I hate you. Okay, and a little bit faster. I'm gonna make a part two, and it's just gonna be stories about annoying customers that I had to deal with. And if anyone I used to work with is watching, and I didn't mention you, it's because I hate you.All right, and that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. This is Cindy, and I'll see you guys soon. Have a nice day. Bye.